Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Welcome to Inside Texas Tech. I'm your host, Robert Giovanetti. Just as we were last week, we're pleased to be joined by the president of Texas Tech University, Dr. Dwayne Nellis. President Nellis, thank you so much for joining us again this week.
Robert, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.
President Nellis, we talked a lot last week about your one-year anniversary here at Texas Tech and all the great things you've already accomplished in your first year here, you and your team that you have assembled at Texas Tech. One of the things that a lot of people get excited about is what's happened athletically. We've obviously had a great season of success under Kirby Hocutt and his athletic department.
Yeah, I'm extremely pleased. It's been just a really dynamic year in athletics. 13 of the 17 programs made it into the NCAA postseason. Again, that's a reflection of a great group of coaches right now, but also the leadership that Kirby provides to the athletic program. You know, in many ways, athletics is the front porch of the institution. It does bring us great national visibility. And just like when we were in San Diego, there was a lot of celebration with the Holiday Bowl and recognition nationally for Texas Tech. Just recently with the College World Series, to be one of the eight banners up on the side of the stadium in Omaha, that was just extraordinary and great, great visibility for Texas Tech.
I know sometimes there is the criticism that we can spend too much time worrying about athletics, but you bring up a great point there, that that's some marketing opportunities for the university that you would not otherwise get.
Yeah, and as we celebrate athletic success and the pride we have in our student athletes and the great leadership we have through our coaches and our athletic director, it gives us a bridge to talk about the outstanding academic programs that we have at Texas Tech University.
You mentioning athletics and great facilities there for almost all the sports now. Great facilities campus-wide. We've really seen an influx of new buildings and great plans for the future going forward.
Yeah, you know, we celebrated this first year of my presidency, the completion of the Burkhart Center for Autism, which they do amazing work. Our new petroleum engineering building is state-of-the-art. It's just cutting edge, and we're just extremely proud of that. The new Swift facility out at Reese Technology Center, we dedicated early on in my first year as president, and you know, we have leading edge work being done with our National Wind Institute, and we're really pleased with our partnerships that provides as well. We've just broken ground on our new Bear Crop Science Building that will serve our plant and soil science community, and also our new Research Park Building. We're really excited about that, as well as our new residence hall, West Village, which will be online for this fall with all the new incoming students.
And people can see that as they drive down 19th Street, the progress on that building over there for the new residence hall. Talk a little bit about our enrollment, because I know that we've seen continued growth here at Texas Tech.
Well, and we've celebrated. You know, last fall we had a little over 33,000 students. Spring semester we had a record enrollment. Summer one we had a record enrollment. And the projections are for even higher level of enrollment beyond the 33,000 for this fall. And again, it's really exciting as we continue to move towards our goal of 40,000 students by 2020. And again, part of that is a reflection not only of the good work of the people that recruit new students to Texas Tech, but it's also our growing reputation, I think, in the state of Texas and nationally, that Texas Tech is a university that is truly on the move in very positive ways.
And towards that end, too, you are putting a renewed emphasis on online and distance education.
That's right. In fact, we launched just recently our Texas Tech University Worldwide e-Learning. Justin Lauder has been selected to direct that program under the supervision of our Vice Provost, Melanie Hart, and he's going to do an awesome job in that capacity. But we really want to have a presence outside of Lubbock through online learning for those students that may be place-bound throughout the state of Texas, throughout the nation, and the world, really. And so we want to have them receive access to Texas Tech through this new initiative, again, Texas Tech Worldwide e-Learning.
President Nellis, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all that you've done for public broadcasting. You've obviously been a big supporter of ours here at KTTZ, both on television and radio, and looking forward to your second year here with you and Ruthie.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Robert. Thank you very much.
That was President Dwayne Nellis. This has been Inside Texas Tech here on Texas Tech Public Radio.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.